Hi, I'm John Kehoe, and this is part 18 of our 20-part podcast series, The Path of the Quantum Warrior. In this podcast, the final part of who we are, our soul, is revealed. We are a multidimensional being made up of four energetic parts, mind, body, subconscious, and soul. We have already discussed the mind and the important role it plays in who we are, our body and how we access wisdom through our feelings, the subconscious, which is the engine of our success. And now it is time to integrate our soul and have it functioning within us. Our soul is always present, but we are not always aware of it, and so we do not receive the inner vision necessary to play the cosmic game at the highest levels. This must change. Every day is the catalyst that awakens our soul. The sacred wounds, weaving the web, imprinting beliefs, developing character, dropping pettiness, mindfulness, omens and dreams. All these activities, large and small, stir the soul to awakening. Without our soul awakened, we lack the inner vision necessary to play the cosmic game at the high levels. However, when our soul becomes active within us, everything changes. Now we can listen within and be guided. Our soul becomes a player in our life, leading us in ways we had not expected, and when this happens, we know we are playing the cosmic game for real. The first mythic title of the soul is Navigator to the Cosmic. It is through our soul that the possibilities of the cosmic game are rewarded. The cosmic game is a different game than Monopoly, and to the mind's amazement, it discovers that the rules and objectives have changed. While Monopoly is a game of accumulation, directed mostly by the mind, the cosmic game is a game of letting go, and it is directed by the soul. Awakening our soul and letting this mysterious part of us play the cosmic game in its own creative way is an amazing experience. We feel ourselves shifting into something larger, wiser, greater, and this new feeling reassures us as we travel this uncharted territory. Our warrior training teaches that to awaken, all parts of ourselves must be integrated, functioning, and working in harmony with one another. Until we have integrated and established harmony in the inner kingdom of self, we will not get far in the cosmic game, for the dark shadows and unconscious patterns will drag us back and cause havoc. Until we have trained the mind, awakened body wisdom, and have a functioning partnership with our subconscious, our soul will prove elusive. Metaphorically speaking, before enlightenment, do the laundry, clean the house, and learn to make a decent omelet. Simply stated, it means live life and do good work. Soul awakening is not some metaphysical concept, but rather participating in life more fully and helping ourselves by helping others, which leads us to the second mythic title of the soul, the awakened heart. When our soul begins functioning within us, our heart awakens and longs to explore and nurture others, to experience our oneness and have meaningful relationships with others. This offers a clue to the secrets of the soul. While the mind may conceptualize we are all one, it can never truly know this because it cannot feel. Not even an enlightened mind can feel, but the body feels, and the awakened heart, which is the vehicle of the soul, feels and longs to serve. The soul's desire to serve is not some idealistic concept where we devote ourselves to world peace or serving all humanity, but rather the more messy and real call that we open ourselves up to those in our own circle of relationships, our in-laws, family members, neighbors, fellow workers, even strangers, those who we come in contact with on a day-to-day basis. It is through this daily practice that we change ourselves. Our old mind, with its neurotic preoccupation with self, merges into the great flowing ocean of everything, and we discover great joy and wonder here. This is the path by which a quantum warrior becomes an authentic and awakened human being. We integrate mind, body, subconscious, and soul. No longer captive to our pettiness and dark shadow, our four energetic parts awakened and functioning, we enter into life freely and joyously with helping hands. Where there is disharmony, we bring harmony. Sorrow, we bring joy. Pain, we bring comfort. Despair, we bring hope. Our old way of living in our mind and acting only for ourselves has dropped away, and something greater now flows within us. We live in Buddha mind, Christ consciousness, cosmic consciousness, and this is now our home. We have awakened. I'm John Kehoe, and this is what is possible when we awaken our soul.